I'm Manny Pacheco, and how about another edition of Forgotten Hollywood? I've written an award-winning paperback that tells America's story through folks during Hollywood's golden age. Joining me today is the radio columnist from the Orange County Register and my good friend Gary Lykin with his weekly On the Backlot Report. Today, let's examine the storied career of Elmer Bernstein. Before we begin, I must dispel the myth. He bears no relation to that other great conductor and composer, Leonard Bernstein. Now that I've got that out of the way, Elmer Bernstein was born in New York in 1922. Early in his youth, the celebrated musician met Aaron Copland, whom he considered a mentor. He also became friends with writer Clifford Odets. Truly, that's not bad company. Growing up, Elmer considered the idea of writing screenplays and also becoming an actor. He settled on composing over 200 scores for film and television. He received 14 Oscar nominations and actually won one for his work on Thoroughly Modern Millie. And surprisingly, his most prolific assignment came from a theme he wrote to introduce product from National Geographic. Let's begin by providing the music during the middle of Bernstein's career on Forgotten Hollywood. Geo, as interpreted by Elmer Bernstein on Forgotten Hollywood. His film journey began in 1952 in the era of film noir. His first creation was Sudden Fear, a picture starring Joan Crawford, Jack Palance, and Gloria Graham. This score made such an immediate splash, he soon followed with The Ten Commandments, Sweet Smell of Success, and The Man with the Golden Arm, for which he received his first Academy Award nomination. In 1960, Bernstein hit his stride when he wrote the familiar music for The Magnificent Seven. Incidentally, he was given this opportunity because he did memorable work on an early episode of Gunsmoke. From the movie starring Yul Brynner, Steve McQueen, James Coburn, Eli Wallach, and Charles Bronson, here's a magnificent piece for you on Forgotten Hollywood. Both The Magnificent Seven and Walk on the Wild Side would receive attention from the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. This week, Forgotten Hollywood features the grandiose style of Elmer Bernstein. I'm Manny Pacheco. Associate the 1960s Western to Elmer Bernstein. And why not? He produced great themes for the Hallelujah Trail, the Comancheros, and the Sons of Katie Elder. However, to ignore the complete library of Bernstein would be to exclude his Oscar-nominated turn on To Kill a Mockingbird and The Great Escape, among others. Based on the writings of Harper Lee, Mockingbird is an important early examination at the tragedy of Jim Crow. The movie was produced at the height of the civil rights movement. Gregory Peck appropriately won his only Oscar. The Great Escape is a wartime epic which reunited Elmer with Steve McQueen and James Coburn. His rousing theme is a personal favorite of mine. Bernstein closed out the decade by once again visiting the vast wilderness of the Old West. John Wayne put an eye patch on and was rewarded with a Best Actor. This is Forgotten Hollywood.
Thank you. One day, little girl, the sadness will leave your face as soon as you've won your fight to get just as done. Some days, little girl, you'll wonder what life's about, but others have known few battles are won alone. So you look around to find someone who's kind, someone who is fearless like you. The pain of it will ease a bit when you find a man with true grit. One day you will rise and you won't believe your eyes. You'll wake up and see a world that is fine and free. Though summer seems far away, you'll find the sun one day. Summer seems far away, but you'll find the sun one day.
Glenn Campbell interprets the music of Elmer Bernstein. We're spending an afternoon with the composer on Forgotten Hollywood, and I'm Manny Pacheco here with you. Bernstein worked plenty with John Wayne, more than any other actor. In fact, he scored 7 of his films, including Big Jake, Cahill, U.S. Marshal, and The Duke's Swan Song, The Shootist, in 1976. Let's take a quick break. When we return to Forgotten Hollywood, Elmer Bernstein intersperses grand compositions with outlandish comedy. Manny Pacheco here. Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History, and Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History shares Americana through the eyes of actors who appear under the titles of such iconic movies such as The Wizard of Oz.
That's a horse of a different color. Come on in.
Casablanca.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
And It's a Wonderful Life.
A discontented, lazy rabble instead of a thrifty working class.
Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History was recently a 2013 gold medal recipient from the Reader's Favorite Book Awards, complete with a star-studded ceremony in Miami. You can purchase the entire Forgotten Hollywood book series on Amazon and at independent bookstores, and you can download the first paperback to your virtual library as an ebook for your Kindle, Nook, or on your favorite e-reader through Apple. The Forgotten Hollywood book series is a perfect gift. I invite you to visit ForgottenHollywood.com and pick up a copy of these books today. Welcome back to Forgotten Hollywood. I'm Manny Pacheco.
War's over, man. Wormer dropped a big one.
What? Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
Germans? Forget it, he's rolling.
And it ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough... the toughs get going! Who's with me? Let's go! Come on!
Thank you.
Elmer Bernstein began an unlikely collaboration with comedic screenwriter and producer John Landis. As the collaborator explained it, he was a fan of the scores from films as The Birdman of Alcatraz, HUD, The Carpetbaggers, and The World of Henry Orient. Bernstein had worked on all of these motion pictures. Universal Pictures objected to the hiring of such an accomplished music composer for such slapstick comedy like National Lampoon's Animal House. But Landis felt the straight approach by Elmer would be the perfect dichotomy to the antics of John Belushi and others. He was right. For the next 15 years, Bernstein became the composer of choice by John Landis for movies including Ghostbusters, Meatballs, The Three Amigos, and American Werewolf in London. In fact, his work on Trading Places earned the songwriter another Oscar nomination. His most remarkable scores for this phase of his career can be found in Stripes and Airplane, which we have for you on Forgotten Hollywood. Manny Pacheco, and Elmer Bernstein is our focus on Forgotten Hollywood. One of his final collaborative efforts with John Landis was to provide the scary music for the music video Thriller. As Bernstein became more mature, he longed for getting back to his roots of scoring important cinema. He was rewarded with assignments on A River Runs Through It, the remake of Cape Fear, and his final work on Far From Heaven in 2002. The latter composition earned its creator one final Oscar nomination. What a delight to enjoy the music of Elmer Bernstein on Forgotten Hollywood. Howard Bernstein from The Buccaneer on Forgotten Hollywood.
Hi, I'm Gary Lycan, and welcome to this week's visit to On the Backlot, where we discover the past is still relevant today, where the movies, the music, and the people who brought it to us still touch our lives. So grab some popcorn and join us down front in the theater as we take our stroll through the studio backlot. This week, we are on a special backlot, MGM, Hollywood's greatest backlot. I bought a copy of a remarkable book by Stephen Bingham, Stephen Sylvester, and Michael Troban. Debbie Reynolds, a guest on our show in 2011, wrote the foreword. What a treasure to read this book. In its over 300 pages, it takes us all on a journey through the lands of make-believe. Lot 1, Lot 2, and Lot 3. And with plenty of studio maps to guide us onto locations hidden behind the gates on Culver and Washington in Culver City. The beauty of this book is that it provides in hundreds of photos a studio that is all gone now. As Debbie notes, even the big MGM sign atop Stage 6 is gone too. But the book is much more than a pictorial. The images show how MGM was more than a studio with sound stages and sets. It was a living, breathing community of professionals who worked together to produce all kinds of films, from the B-movies to the short subjects to the cartoons and the lavish spectacles. Did you ever wonder what goes on behind the scenes outside the sound stages? In pictures, you can visit the musical scoring department, purchasing, general wardrobe, accounting, payroll, and insurance. Yes, I know that sounds like dry material in some books, but not here. In each of the images, you see wonderful people working and toiling away at what they do. You find out some fascinating stories. And to put much of it in perspective, the authors have included before and after photos. So when you see a large picture of the research department, manned by hundreds of people, you get a photo of what it is today. In 2009, it had become the security department. Everything is here in this book. The French District, Andy Hardy's home, Lassie's playground, the Ben-Hur set, the park used for a garden in Gone with the Wind. MGM, Hollywood's Greatest Backlot, is a book for everyone who enjoys movies and music. Grab several bags of popcorn and enjoy this one. Back to you, Manny.
And I'll tell you what, when you do visit the book on Amazon, they recommend that you also purchase Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History.
You're right.
I do appreciate that. Thank you, Mr. Gary Lycan, and to our producer, Steve Guzman. You truly have the golden touch. We conclude our program with a jazzy composition from Elmer Bernstein. The Man with the Golden Arm starred Frank Sinatra, and both Sinatra and Bernstein earned Oscar nods for their work. Join us next week for another edition of Forgotten Hollywood, and remember, let's never forget. I'm Manny Pacheco. Thank you.
We'll be right back.